Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 24 through 31. Now Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Prove it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. "No, for real, it really happened," insisted Santiago. "I kicked the ball from way over there, and it went in the goal. It was amazing." Despite Santiago's claim, Maria didn't quite believe Santiago's story. It seemed a little too impressive to be true. Her eyes narrowed as she crossed her arms and said, "Well, prove it. Do it again so I can see you actually do it." When something seems a bit too far-fetched to be real, or a bit too good to be true, we want proof. We want to see it happen with our own eyes. In today's Bible story, Thomas is a little bit like Maria. Thomas missed out on seeing Jesus alive on Easter evening. The disciples told Thomas that Jesus was alive, that they saw him. But it just seemed a bit too far-fetched to be real, a bit too good to be true. People don't come back to life after they were dead. Thomas knew Jesus died. If he was going to believe that Jesus was now alive after being dead, Thomas wanted proof. He wasn't going to believe what they said unless he could see it with his own eyes. In his patient love for Thomas, Jesus appeared to the disciples again when Thomas was there. He touched Jesus with his own fingers. He saw Jesus with his own eyes. "My Lord and my God," he exclaimed. A living Jesus made him so happy. Does a Jesus who lives make you happy? Even though we weren't there that first Easter evening, or a week later when Thomas saw his Savior with his own eyes, we know and believe that Jesus lives. Why? Because John and Thomas both saw it with their own eyes and have told us that Jesus rose. The Holy Spirit has convinced us through God's Word that Jesus is the Savior and that He lives. The faith God has put in our hearts sees and believes that Jesus is our Savior. Say with Thomas, "My Lord and my God." We pray to Jesus, our Lord and God. Dear Jesus, you have risen from the dead and proven it by appearing to hundreds of people afterwards. Even though I didn't see it with my own eyes, thank you for convincing me of this truth through your word and giving me eternal life. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.